Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Who created it? The word, Jesus Christ. Jesus, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Elohim, the triunity of the Godhead, they create together. The Godhead created heaven and earth, but Jesus Christ was the one who actually created. We see in verse number 3, all things were made by him. Matter of fact, remember the story about Adam? It was Jesus Christ who created Adam and breathed into Adam the breath of life. Not the Father, not the Holy Ghost, but it was Jesus. Are y'all following? Jesus Christ was part of the creation. He put the creation into action and by his words and things of that nature. So we get back to Revelation chapter number 10, where this angel is swearing by him up there to Jesus, who liveth forever and ever. And I understand the thought about the Father too, but says who created heaven and things that are in and earth and all. By the way, this all belongs to God. This terra firma that we stand on, the stars that we see, the sun, the moon, he created it all. It belongs to him. Psalm 24? Yeah. I have it marked somewhere in Scripture. Let me see. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwelleth therein. He hath founded it upon the seas, and he established it upon the floods. God created, it belongs to him. And what he's doing here, he's reclaiming this. That's what part of tribulation is all about. The devil is nothing but a squatter. You know what a squatter is? We were talking, me and Tim was talking a little bit about that. I won't get anybody in trouble. But a squatter is somebody who comes and takes residence and it doesn't belong to them. But they say, hey, it's mine. No, it's not yours. You're not the rightful owner. You're just squatting there for a while. Y'all follow what I'm talking about? Well, I like to call the devil, he's an old squatter. This does not belong to him. And during the revelation, literally, what we're reading here, that literally Jesus Christ is going to get the old squatter out of here. He's going to reclaim this earth for his own. It belongs to him and him alone. Psalm 95. 95:5, yeah. The sea is his, and he made it in his hand, formed the dry land. He made it all. Remember the story I've told this months and months ago when we were in the study of Genesis and where God created it all. The old thought about where he made Adam. God made Adam, and Satan come up to him and said, man, I could do that. I could create something like that. Well, he started forming, Satan started forming up the ground and trying to make him a copy of what God did. And God said, wait a minute, get your own dirt. You'll get that on the way home. Get your own dirt. What? God created that dirt. God created all things. Satan can't create. He can't make something out of nothing. Only God can make something out of nothing. And that's what he did here on this earth. Matter of fact, aren't you glad God can make something out of you when we were nothing? Well, we could preach on that. We were nothing. But God makes something out of nothing. And he could do nothing with someone who thinks they're something. I mean, I think I'll preach a while on that one. That's pretty, just kind of running to me now. He can do nothing with somebody who thinks they're something. But he can do great things with something with those who think God, there's no good in me. My help comes from you. Well, let's get back to Revelation chapter number 10. And verse number 6. And those things which are hearing, that there should be time no longer. This does not mean that your watch stops and there's no longer time. It means that literally that there's no more delay. That literally it's time to complete God's plan. It mentions the seventh angel in verse number 7. But in the days of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. What are you talking about, preacher? The seventh trumpet. Look in verse number 15 of chapter number 11. It's referencing this about the seventh angel sounded. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. He's talking about this time. In verse number 6 of chapter number 10, that things which are therein, that there shall be time no longer, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, he's talking about is finally coming to completion. That God's plan to, what's the word I'm looking for? To redeem this earth. He's going to redeem this earth back to himself. I have a note here that in chapter number 5, talking about the redeeming of the earth, the claim is announced in chapter number 5 that, remember the scroll, that's the title deed to the earth. Those seven seals and the seven trumpets as the general, he makes a claim in verse number 5, in chapter number 5. In chapter number 10, we're here, he makes the stake. He stakes out, this is mine, like you're claiming it, okay? He makes a stake. In chapter number 19, he finalizes that stake, that claim to the earth, where he comes and all his glory and his revelation, he takes Satan and he casts him to the lake of fire for 1,000 years, for a season, that's at the end, I've jumped ahead of myself. For a season, he's there. And then in chapter number 20, possession is made. He's redeeming the earth. He's got it back to the rightful owner in chapter number 20. It's what all this is referring to, that there's no more delay. The time is time to come to complete God's plan. No more waiting. And the seventh trumpet is going to blow here in next chapter or two. Well, let's go a little farther. Verse number 8. And I got 2-3 minutes. And the voice I heard from heaven spake unto me, now take the little book, which is open. It's a little booklet that's open, which stands by. And verse number 9. He says, give me the book. And the angel says, take it, eat it, and it shall be make thy belly bitter and thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took it and I ate. And sure enough, that happens. Before we go any farther. Now, the word eat literally means devour. We can take it one of two ways. And it's used both ways in Scripture, in the New Testament. I looked this up because I got these scholars here in my midst. The word eat, you could take it literally, or you can take it figuratively. I'll let you decide which one you want to do. I take it literally, because it's a little booklet. If I wouldn't argue with anybody if they wanted to do it figuratively. Let me give you a couple of verses in New Testament, kind of show you both ways. Matthew 13:4 talks about the fowl of the air. Can't remember the sower, this thing about the seed? Throw the seed out there. And the fowls of the air came and devoured up the seeds. Literally, they ate it up. Okay? Matthew 13:14. It's also used in Matthew 23:14, where Jesus said, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, how you devour widows' houses. They're not literally eating. It's more figuratively. How, you know what I'm talking about? Symbolically. So again, you got the same word. Is it literally? They're devouring seeds, or is it figuratively, where they're devouring widows' houses? Galatians 5:5, but ye bite and devour one another. Take heed that ye be not consumed one another. Again, he's talking to believers, how you eat each other up and spit each other out. I know nobody in here does that. You love it. You love everybody and all, but in Galatians, talk about how you devour one another. You know, brothers and sisters in Christ, and you chew them up and spit them out. Well, again, that's figuratively. It's not literally. So how would you take this, preacher, in verse number 9 and 10? In my opinion, I take it literally. He literally takes it and he eats it. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, let me go on thinking that way. We see in Ezekiel, a time won't allow, in Ezekiel chapter number 3, we see the same exact illustration where Ezekiel takes that book in Ezekiel chapter number 3. You can reference it later. And he eats that, and we see the same thing going on here. So you just decide where you want to be, but I take it literally. You've been wrong before. If you want to think figuratively, that's up to you, okay? There's some thoughts and time won't allow about why the honey, why it was sweet, and then there was bitterness.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.